And you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thanks for staying tuned to your community radio station. That's WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. And we are nonprofit, non-commercial, and doing what you have asked us to do, serving our purpose here as an alternative media source of news, views, and music that is underrepresented on the airwaves. That's what we do, and that's what we'll be doing for the rest of the show here on If Music Could Talk. That's what it's time for, that show. That's my show. I'm Carlito, or a.k.a. Carl, and I'm here with my friend and colleague, Otto Conrad. How you doing, Otto? Host of, what's that show?
It's called Edge of Americana. There
Edge of Americana, that's right. And you got some earphones, and we're going to have fun tonight.
We are going to have fun. I specifically wanted to mic manage during your show. I've never done
shucks.
That, so I'm really looking forward to this.
Me too.
Donate 622-9747 or online at WRIR.org.
All right. We're going to start off with a song from Thailand from a 45. I can't read any of the letters on this 45, but we're going to play it. I had picked it up for last week when we had the International Women's Day show with DJ Sadia, but we'll play it this week, and yeah, it features a female vocalist. Might be a duet, actually. That was Tiga Dara Sitompul, three of the three Sitompul sisters, and the song was Oh, Oh, Oh. And I guess the first line is Oh, Asmara Aku Tak Berdaja. If you want to Google translate that, I don't have that handy, but really cute and catchy song with beautiful harmonies by that Indonesian trio from the 60s on Irama Records. And before that, we started off with an unknown Thai 45 from the 60s. And you're listening to If Music Could Talk. Support for WIR comes from Style Weekly, Richmond's alternative weekly for news, arts, culture, and opinion. This week's edition is now on newsstands and at styleweekly.com. And we are in the midst of our spring 2014 fund drive. I urge you to call. That's 622-9747 and make your pledge. If you like the music that you hear, the news that you hear, and just the spirit that you hear on this radio station, the camaraderie of all pulling together for something meaningful and important, such as independent radio. 622-9747, we're going to continue with the Indonesian music here. For one more song, and then we'll hear from Otto. We're going to hear the song Ku Ingin Pulang here on If Music Could Talk. This is Lily Surjani.
Hatiku kini kian gelisah, ku ingin lekas pulang ke rumah, tak tahan lagi ku menahannya untuk jumpa kasih tercinta. Oh kasih, ku ingin segera pulang. Lama nian ku dirantau orang, tapi apa daya ku sayang. Ku harap kau dapat mengerti, ku telah rindu akan senyum. Akan pelukan mesra bila ku tiba, ku ingin kau tertawa. Duhai sayang, kuah hatiku.
Yeah, that's Lily Surjani with Ku Ingin Pulang, and beautiful music there. And I'm just always amazed at the music that I hear coming out of Indonesia in particular. That is actually what initially pulled me into the world of Malaysian and Singaporean music, something that I ended up dedicating huge amounts of my energy to researching. and recently, just this past year, released a CD of Malaysian music called Pop Ye Ye, psychedelic rock from the 60s and 70s, from the 60s of Malaysia and Singapore on Sublime Frequencies. But initially I thought, I was just actually seeking out Indonesian music, which is what you've been hearing in the past, I think, let's see, two tracks there, but we'll play some more after we talk about the fun drive. But just want to let you know that this is something we try to do all the time here, is not only play music that we enjoy as DJs, but turn you on to music that I think you'll enjoy. And it's a wonderful Sunday evening to be listening to Indonesian pop from the 60s. I'm here with Otto. Your mic's on now, sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, is this three? Or I think
it is actually three.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I don't know how.
Trick.
They might have done that because two always seems a little quieter. And
yes.
Maybe they, yeah.
Yes.
And that's a good mic.
Yeah, I
luckily,
can tell.
Luckily, we have a good mic here. We have two really nice mics.
They, I can tell they moved. I noticed that number two was acting up, and they must have shifted channels. So that's great. You know, it is volunteer radio here at WRIR, and we are all volunteers. None of us get paid here to work here, and so their donation dollars are going to go to things like fixing these mics that, of course, are periodically going to break down. In the studio here, Carl's playing actually a variety of media here. He's playing off his laptop. He's also playing 45s on the turntables. And we have a stack of CD players in here, too. And all these things periodically need replacing. And
It's very important because if something breaks and we don't have a backup or we can't get it fixed, then we're dead in the water and we can't do what we do so best.
And your dollars are going to go to pay for those items, and every dollar you donate is going to be used. One of the wonderful things that we have here at the station that I just think is amazing is this live room that we've built with your donor dollars over the years. It's a spectacularly sounding good room, and bands as large as 20 members have been accommodated in that studio in the last couple of years.
Speaking of Indonesian music,
we had the gamelan orchestra
gamelan Raga Kusuma from based at University of Richmond, led by Andy McGraw, who has been a guest on the show.
Sweetheart of a guy and an amazing group, and it was amazing sounds if you were listening to Global Agogo on Friday when they were performing. We also have had as many as 25 Sacred Harp singers in the studio for our annual choral Christmas show that we do on Edge of Americana.
That was wonderful. That was this year too, just this past holiday.
So we're using this thing to bring the community basically into the station, and then we broadcast it right back out to you. We're going to build another live room as well, another studio, so that we can increase our production facilities and do news and music programming all at the same time. And we need your dollars to help us get that done. I think we've got just an amazing programming here at WRIR. The news and public affairs shows are amazing. The locally produced shows that we do. And, of course, all the music is locally produced. It's a unique resource. It's a very special experiment that is WRIR. And you can be a part of it, too, by donating. You can call 622-9747. You can go online and take your handheld machine or your iPad or your mouse and direct it over to WRIR. Just Google WRIR. You'll find our webpage, and you'll see a big red donate button there. Mm-hmm. Hit that red donate button and make a donation. Or you can come on down to the station and visit us in person. Our station is open. We'll be open for several more hours tonight. We've got proper pie food in the kitchen. It's delicious.
Thanks to them. They're I live up in Churchill where they're based, and great good stuff.
Yeah, good addition to the city and a good addition to the night here. So come on down if you want to brave the weather and say hi to us. We're all going to be here. Lots of charismatic, smiling people and lots of great music. Again, do it any way you want, but please donate. We're at around roughly $10,000, I think, at this point. We're checking our updates now.
It's pretty solid a start.
I'd like to raise, over the course of Carl's show, I'd like to raise $750. I think that's a very doable goal. I'd like to get some donations coming in and get going on that.
I came in and watched the gamelan group during Bill's Global Agogo show and made my donation right off the bat here on Friday evening. And if you like what I'm doing here, you can do the same. Show me your love. Show your love for the program. If Music Could Talk, takes a lot of work to do this show. If you want to show me that you care about this show and you want to keep it on the air, as well as all the other great programming, call 622-9747 or go online at wir.org and make a donation, please.
Yes, thank you so much, Carl.
Thank you, Otto. Shall we continue?
Yes, let's get to hear some more great music here.
Okay. I'm going to just lay a basic outline for what we're going to be doing for the program tonight. You probably all know that St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, but it's also the holiday, the Hindu holiday of Holi, which signifies, I'm just going to sort of generalize and give you a basic idea, symbolizes the return of color to the universe. Hey, that would be, I guess, mythically in the story from the Gitas, Krishna and his gopis, his girlfriends, basically all playing together, throwing colors at each other and filling the universe with color. So that's what the throwing of the powder that you may have seen with there's a jog marathon that borrowed from that, where people throwing color at each other. But the original is the Hindu holiday of Holi, where as for religious purposes as well as just for fun, everyone runs around throwing colored powder at each other. So if you have Desi friends who celebrate that, expect them to be taking extra long showers in the next couple of days, as they try they will to get all that color out, and it never all comes out. It's kind of nice. It's a badge of honor. You get to wear the color around with you. So we're going to play in a little bit. We'll be playing a few Holi songs. One, of course, we have to play the requisite Holi Ke Din from Sholay, the 1975 blockbuster Hindu film, Bollywood film. But we're going to play a couple more Indonesian tracks. And then in the second hour, we'll feature an exclusive interview with founder of the music project The Bartender. Based in Mumbai, he does updated versions of classic Bollywood tracks, and was invited maybe a year or so ago to be the band for Amitabh Bachchan's 70th birthday. What a huge honor. That's The Bartender. We'll be hearing from them in a little bit. But first, a little more Indonesian music. This is Elvi Sukesi with Rindu Bayangan. And remember, 622-9747 is the number you want to call and make your donation, or WIR.org. Here's Elvi Sukesi. Hilanglah harapan. Right, so yeah, you're listening to If Music Could Talk, and that was Lily Surjani again, and the song was Kau Pembela Nusa Bangsa, and the backing group Zainal Combo, just such a distinctive sound with those twanging guitars, kind of almost country western sounding. Lily Surjani and backed by Zainal Arifin's Zainal Combo. From the 60s, from Indonesia. And we're going to play a song by a group, Dara Puspita, one of the greatest garage bands ever, and happened to be all women from Indonesia, one of the very first girl bands that truly rocked. This is Dara Puspita, and we'll have a little message from one of the original members, Lies, who gave us a radio drop.
Very nice.
Hi, this is Lies from Dara Puspita. And you're listening to If Music Could Talk on YRIR in Richmond, Virginia, USA. I'm
That was Dara Puspita from Indonesia from 1970, live in Madrid, Spain, The Seeker. And up next here, we're going to hear another one by Tiga Dara Sitompul. This is Bing, Bingkisan Ulang Tahun.
Alangkah indahnya.
All right, slowing it down just a little bit there for a second with a singer from Spain, Jeanette, who made her fame originally with the psych band Picnic. Her voice is just so wispy and airy and beautiful and soothing for a Sunday evening here where it's kind of a little bit gloomy outside, but try to get you in a more of a spiritual kind of a positive, reflective state there for a minute. But we're going to bring the dance music back, don't worry. And I want to give a shout out to James and Ruthie out there listening over at their house in their living room. I think they might have even kicked off their shoes and I think they might be ready to dance. So we're going to get some dance tunes on for y'all. Thank you for the encouragement and thanks for listening. Thanks everyone out there for listening. Appreciate all the encouraging things that we hear about the music that we play here on the station. And another form of encouragement that you can participate in is by donating to this radio station and showing how much it is an important thing that you want to be a permanent fixture in your life here in Richmond. 622-9747 is the number, and I'm going to let Otto tell you some other reasons why you should donate.
I've actually got a question for you, Carl. How long have you been doing your show now?
I guess it would be almost 10 years. Yeah. It'd be coming up on 10 years.
So WIR, I'm sure you know this. Yeah, did you actually man the soundboard down in the basement of this building?
I did a show from what is now a room that we no longer use due to some roof problems. But We temporarily had a computer set up in that room overlooking Broad Street.
Yeah,
and
front of our building here. Our studios are basically in an old Queen Anne townhouse here on Broad Street, and the Camel is downstairs from us, and we're upstairs, and we've just gradually built this thing out and customized it. It was essentially a row house, but we've used your donations over the years to just gradually build this thing out and customize it. Well, that's amazing, Carl. So 10 years of doing this show, so almost a decade of being on the air.
Yeah, and, you know, it grabbed me even before we were on the air as an idea. Bill Lupoletti was just happened to be in a coffee shop where I was working and talking about it. I think I overheard him talking about it to someone else about this radio station that was going to be coming on the air, and I decided to get involved and help them make that push over the hump to where we had a license and we had a studio and we were FCC approved to go ahead and go on with this project. And that's when I joined up and met all these wonderful people like you, Otto. And
thank you, Carl.
And we've grown and grown, like you said.
Well, you've supported us. You, the listener, have supported us since the inception of this station when it was called Radio Richmond or Radio Free Richmond, I think it was called.
Yeah.
And many of you have never stopped supporting us. And these fund drives come up and they come and go. And year in and year out, you guys answer the bell and give us the donations to keep this station and this wonderful project that is WRIR going. So please continue that support. Make a donation. Get online at WRIR.org or give us a call at 622-9747. Thank you so much for listening. And Carl, thank you for this wonderful show. I'll let you get back to your music.
All right. You asked for some dance music. And there's a group. They're a trio. And they're always kind of uplifting vibe from 3 feet high and rising. De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I. And, of course, that's not the way it is. It's really Me, Myself, and I, and you, Richmond. We are a community, and we need you.
Just me, myself, and I. For me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plug one and two. But that glory's been denied by cassids and gooky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just
just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Right, so it's almost 8 o'clock. We're going to start off the second hour with some music from Bollywood. That's a mythological place in India that doesn't really exist in reality, but exists through their long tradition of incredible films, Bollywood movies. And this is one of the greatest of all time. No one would argue with that. One of the greatest films of all time from the Hindi film tradition, Sholay. Which featured it was just a huge blockbuster. All the most popular actresses and actors were in this film, or at least a good portion of them were all mega stars. So this is Sholay, and this is a scene where they're celebrating Holi, the holiday of the festival of color that I mentioned earlier in the show. This is a song called Holi Ke Din, sung by Lata Mangeshkar and Kishore Kumar.
चलो रे साथी जमाने से ऐसे ही बहाने से लिए और दिए दिल जाते हैं कनी है तू मट्टी से बनी है तू हीरे की कनी है तू मट्टी से बनी है तू छूने से जो टूट जाएगी
कांटों के छूने से फूलों से नाजुक नाजुक बदन छिल जाते हैं
होली के दिन दिल खिल जाते हैं रंगों में रंग मिल जाते हैं
दुश्मन भी गले मिल जाते हैं
होली के दिन दिल खिल जाते हैं रंगों में रंग मिल जाते हैं होली के दिन दिल खिल जाते हैं रंगों में रंग मिल जाते हैं होली के दिन दिल खिल जाते हैं रंगों में
Hey, oh, yeah, that's Holy Kedin from Soleil. All right, so we're back, and it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and I want to wish you a very happy Holi. If you celebrate Holi, you should. If you don't, it's a great holiday and beautiful tradition about the return of color to the universe. And you should actually look up that video, too, Holi Kedin from Soleil. All right, so without playing that song completely twice, we'll fade it out there.
Call in a donation at 622-9747, or you can get online at wrir.org and donate that way. All right, Carl, back to you.
Actually, we're going to go to Cub Scout Troop 443 here.
Okay.
You are listening to WIRR.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, they came up and graced us with their presence. The Cub Scouts, Troop 443, thanks to them for that wonderful station ID. And let's hear a brand new, so brand new in Bollywood is like yesterday. So this is actually a year old, so that's considered ancient in the world of Bollywood because they come out with so many films and so many soundtracks every year. But this was a huge hit, blockbuster film from 2013, Ye Jawani Hai Diwani. And it's another Holi song. H-O-L-I is how I'm spelling that. That's not Holi, but Holi. Balam Pichkari is the song. Song by Vishal Dadlani and Shalmali Kolgadi. On it, Music Talk.
Balam Pichkari, jo tune mujhe mari, to bole re zamana kharabi ho gai. Mere angraja jo tera rang laga to seedhi saadhi chori sharabi ho gayi
Balam ਸੋਹਣੇ ਕਸੂਰ ਸਾਰਾ ਉੱਚੀ ਹੱਟੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਉੱਚੀ ਹੱਟੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਪਸਲਦਾ ਜਾਵ ਤੇਰਾ ਆਏ ਨੀ ਕਸੂਰ ਸਾਰਾ ਉੱਚੀ ਹੱਟੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਉੱਚੀ ਹੱਟੀਆਂ ਦਾ
सारी तेरी हाँ ही उसकी गलती है रुक तो जा तू है गौन ये तो बता तू है कौन कहाँ से आई है कहाँ को जाएगी पागल लड़की मुझे मरवाएगी बस कर ये जलवे ना दिखा ये सब मैं वो देख चुका तू जैसी तो पट जाती है फिर दुर्घटना घट जाती है मैं हूँ शिकारी कुड़िये खाली मेरा बार नहीं जाता मुझको ना पहचाने क्यों तेरे घर अखबार नहीं आता
introducing our center stage, the mad doctor, the hit maker, P.B.N.
Available on iTunes.
Yeah, you probably heard that same bass line. It's kind of a little bit of a derivation of the original Everybody Dance Now. But that was Go Crazy, Miss Pooja and Punjabi by Nature, song called Go Crazy. And I want y'all to go crazy out there. I want you to have fun listening to the show, listen to the music we play. And also, hopefully, that mad ecstasy that the music is bringing you will make you want to pick up the phone and make a donation to this awesome radio station. All right, 622-9747. Make it count, please. We need you. So let's continue on. I have one more song from a film. Play a song from the film from 2010, Love, Sex, or Dhoka. Kailash Kher Na Batiti Tu is the song. Kind of an underground hit. A hit in my book, but wasn't like a huge hit. But just so catchy. Modern Bollywood track here, and then we're going to get into an interview with Mikey McCleary of The Bartender here on If Music Could Talk.
Da, बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना ना बताती तू पीछा ना बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना भूल मेरी जाना तू ना बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना बताती तू पीछा ना बताती तू पीछा दिन दिन ना तक दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना दिन दिन ना ना दिन दिन ना
Think we need more cowbell. So now we will start this interview with Mikey McCleary of The Bartender. And if you're not familiar with The Bartender, they're based in Mumbai. He's been sort of doing some amazing work, sort of updating in a new instrumental way with vocalists, but updating with an actual musical group rather than like doing remixes and chopping up an old song. He's actually re-recording them with a live band and brings in guest vocalists to do these amazing classic Bollywood tracks and has two albums out now. It's The Bartender, and as I mentioned earlier, he was also, The Bartender was hired to be the house band for Amitabh Bachchan's 70th birthday. What a huge honor. We'll hear more about that and the band and how the band was formed by Mikey McCleary himself. Interview via Skype. One of the cool things I like to do for this show is bring you the artists and let them tell you about their music direct. These are artists from all over the world that we try to feature on a Music Talk on occasion from time to time. So this would be Mikey McCleary of the bartender.
Hello, Mikey.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I'm here at the studio. I had a nice day off. It's a Sunday here. Well, Sunday for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah. you know, obviously with the time difference, it's been a little bit of a coordination effort, but I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
It's my pleasure.
So, Mikey, you're working out of Mumbai, India.
Yes.
And how long have you been in Mumbai?
I've been living here for 6 years, but I started working here earlier than that because I used to live in London, and basically started working in India about 12 years ago. So it took me 6 years of trips coming to India to finally get the courage to come and shift here.
And live there, yeah. And how long have you been working in specifically with Indian music? I mean, music that the world of Indian music is obviously vast. You've got classical Indian music on one spectrum, and then the film music. And how did you get first involved in the huge tradition of Indian music?
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll try and give you the slightly abridged version of this. But one point before that is that I was actually born in southern India.
Yeah.
And so I did have a family connection to India. However, I left when I was six, and so obviously that influenced my whole family.
Yeah.
And so I left. I left New Zealand. I left university and went and lived in London and worked in a studio in London where I really didn't have India on my radar at all.
Right.
And I got a knock on the door of my studio in Soho in London, and a Indian man said, "Hi, I'm your new brother-in-law." So my sister had moved to India, and she had married a singer. And he had come to London to do a recording, which didn't really work out. And so he had another weekend left in London. So I said, "Well, listen, come and hang out for the weekend in the studio and we'll do a couple of songs." And those songs, he took them back to India and they turned out to be big hits there. And we did an album, and that was a number one selling album in India. It was top of the charts for a long time. So it was just chance that happened. And from that point onwards, I was lucky enough to, you know, have that behind me and be able to work with a lot of different people. And so that singer's name was Lucky Ali. And so that was an album that I did, I don't know, 13 or 14 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard some of his stuff, and that's mm-hmm. Wow, what a way to start. So that album was really popular. What was the name of that particular album that you were working on with him?
The album was called Suno. And so one of the main videos for that was a song called O Sanam.
यादों में तेरी मजबूर हो गया
Ali with O Sanam, and we're in the middle of an interview. That was actually Mikey McCleary's first sort of worldwide hit music project with, I guess, his brother-in-law, actually, as it turns out, Lucky Ali, who's now a globally, internationally popular singer. And we're going to continue the interview here with Mikey McCleary. If we don't get the whole interview to be aired tonight, I will at least included in the podcast, which you can find at turquoisekid.blogspot.com or go to carlhom.net. But the real website you want to pay attention to right now is wrir.org, and that's the one where you can make your donation. All right, back to the interview with Mikey McCleary.
You're known as a composer and songwriter. Did you start with a primary instrument or...?
I kind of simultaneously started with guitars and piano.
Yeah.
When I was about 15. But actually before that, I flirted with playing the drums for 13, 14. I just, you know, fascinated by rock music, and I got a drum kit and really annoyed my parents. But then I got like more seriously interested in how do people create this amazing thing. And so I just started playing on pianos and guitars and learning how to copy music, you know, working out chords for songs and things. And once you start doing that, you then start making up your own things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, rhythm, having a sensibility as a drummer definitely translates well into Bollywood. There's so many different time shifts and Bollywood film songs is what I'm referring to. How did you first get an interest? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. How did you first discover Bollywood film music? I mean, obviously, if you're working grew up in India, or at least were born there, and also living in London, you must have heard a lot of it. Can you remember any particular films that really grabbed you as being not only masterpieces of cinema, but masterpieces of soundtracking?
In the world of Bollywood, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, from, you know, what the interesting thing, I mean, I really met too much of it when I used to live here as a child. I really don't have any recollection of that, and I came from a sort of a family where classical music was important in terms of Western classical, so when I first started doing music that was in Bollywood or Hindi pop music, then I was just guessing as to, you know, what might work for Indian ears. And in terms of my discovery of great Indian music from the past, that happened more when I shifted to India.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, it's a relatively recent thing for me where I was asked about 4 years ago to do an ad for Coke, where I was asked to take an old song and reinvent it.
Uh-huh. Which song was that?
It's a song called Tum Jo Mil Gaye Ho.
Uh-huh.
So that was a catalyst for me because the ad was very successful, and it wasn't considered to be like a remix of an old song, because obviously there've been a lot of remixes of old music which haven't really necessarily always done the beauty of the song much help.
Yeah.
Tum Jo तो ये लगता है कि जहां अटके हुए राही को कारवां मिल गया तुम जो मिल गए हो तो ये लगता है कि जहां से मिल गए हो मिलके जुदा न हो किस्मत से मिल गए हो मिलके जुदा न हो मेरी क्या खता है होता है ये भी के जमीन
So once I did that one track, I was quite fascinated by all the old music from old films in the 60s and 70s, and sometimes even earlier. So I started listening to a lot of old music and decided to do a whole album of sort of like jazzy, sultry versions of these old beautiful melodies. And so that's when I started to really get a love for and an appreciation of old Hindi cinema music.
And that's where the bartender comes in, the bartender as a group and as a concept, right?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
And when did you start working on that first full-length, was it basically a full LP, Shaken Not Stirred?
Well, pretty soon, like within about 6 months of that first TV ad, I had done the whole album. And in fact, even before I'd released the album, people had sort of heard that I was doing this, and a director came to see to listen to the album, a guy called Bijoy Nambia, and he had a sequence in his film, a film called Shaitan. And he said he heard me, my version of Koya Koya Chand, and he said, listen, let's put this in the film. So that was a nice thing, because that became popular, and it meant that I could release effectively what was an independent music album that was of old Hindi cinema songs, but it also, you know, one of the songs was in a modern Bollywood film.
That you did, was it Coke with yep. Also featured an actress who Kalki Kochulin, right? Is that how I'm pronouncing yep. her name right? She was recently in blockbuster Ye Jawani Hai Diwani and appeared at one of your recent album release for the 2012 Bartender EP. She was there at that release, right?
Yes, yes.
And so with the connection with some more well-known Bollywood personalities, I also was interested in how you were connecting with the singers that you work with, because some of those singers are pretty well-known.
Yes, they are. You know, it's been a while since I've been working here. So all of those singers that I've worked with in my recordings I've worked with beforehand, you know, in ads or in whatever way. So it's a lovely music industry here where it's big enough to be interesting, and yet a lot of people all know each other.
Yeah.
And it's a very warm and sort of welcoming industry, actually, I found, as somebody who's obviously moved here from outside the street. And so, I mean, all these singers over the years have just become friends of mine, and I'm still discovering new singers all the time.
For instance, the song Ye Sama Sama Hai Ye Pyarka from the 1965 film Jab Jab Phool Khile. Who is that singer?
That's a singer called, you're talking about the singer in the version that I've done, right? Mauli Dave.
Yeah.
Mauli Dave is, she's a well-known singer here. And she's very much part of the Bartender, and she's, you know, we do a lot of gigs with Mauli. When we do our gigs, we have three singers on stage, all sort of, you know, with a big fancy old-fashioned chaise longue. And so it's almost like a theatrical, slightly cabaret kind of experience.
It's awesome.
Intezaar ka dil na chura le kahin mera.
Holly's doing really well singing film songs, and she was brought up in America, but trained in classical Hindustani singing, and she, I think she's pretty much permanently in India now.
Yeah, yeah. So most of these different singers you've met just through connections and working in the music industry over there, and there's quite a bit of synchronicity in just how you end up bringing different people into these projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that first album has a lot of great tracks from classic movies. One of my favorites with Devanand, Taxi Driver. You do Babuji, Dheere Chalna. There's a song from Pakiza on there, Chalte Chalte Yun Hi Koi. It's just an incredible album, and I was really I know that there's a couple other, at least a handful of other groups around the world that are doing new versions of classic songs in their own way, but I love the way that you've you put your impression on these songs, but in a way that doesn't sort of ruin the harmonies and the subtle beauty of a lot of these songs.
The melodies are very important, of course, and back when the songs were recorded, really the melody and to a degree the rhythm were really the dominant things. And if you listen to these old recordings, sure, there are chord progressions and there are harmonies, but they really take a back seat in the mix and even in the arrangement style. So there was there's a lot of opportunity for me to sit down with these melodies, absorb the melodies, and change the chord progressions and the bass lines to, I guess, at least in my opinion, to hopefully enhance the melody more, because back in those days the harmony of the other instruments, the bass and the chord progressions were not really given as much emphasis. But you know, it's like the beautiful woman who's been wearing the same clothes for a long time, or the clothes are a bit out of fashion or something. And you put, you know, the beauty is in the woman, of course, but the you know, wearing some new clothes can enhance that beauty.
That's an interesting way to describe it.
Thank you.
I know you're sort of under a time constraint here, but I wanted to just try to ask you a little bit more about the 2012 EP that you put together, which was interesting for many reasons. One thing that ties them all together is they're all from movies starring Amitabh.
Yep. This was a conceived album, and you know, I was actually asked to make this album as a tribute to his 70th birthday.
Oh wow!
And we performed live at his birthday party.
Wow!
And then, as part of the as part of the event, people were given CDs, and you know, were given a gift CD as they left. So, it was all done really for that one event.
Wow.
And that was a great experience. And
what an incredible honor.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I mean, these are huge hit songs. Kaike Pan Banaraswala, that's like, if that doesn't get a crowd going, nothing will.
Ar bhang ka rang jama ho chaka chak phir lo paan chaba. Aha. Ar aisa jhatka लगे जिया पे पुनर्जन्म होई जाए ओ खई के पान बनारस वाला ओ खई के पान बनारस वाला खुल जाए बंद अकल का ताला ओ खई के पान बनारस वाला खुल जाए बंद अकल का ताला फिर तो ऐसा करे धमाल सीधी कर दे सबकी चाल ओ छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला ओ छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला ओ खई के पान बनाओ रस वाला खुल जाए बंद अकल का ताला अरे राम दुहाई कैसे चक्कर में पड़ गया हाय 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 कहाँ जान फंसाई मैं तो सूली पे चढ़ गया हाय हाय कैसा सीधा साधा मैं कैसा भोला भाला हाँ अरे कैसा सीधा साधा मैं कैसा भोला भाला जाने कौन घड़ी में पड़ गया पढ़े लिखों से पाला मीठी छुरी से हुआ हलाल छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला ओ छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला
छोरा गंगा किनारे वाला ओ छोरा गंगा
I guess that's another case of taking what's actually a very traditional folk type arrangement. I mean, I know that the song itself is lyrically it's a very strong song, but in terms of it from a musical point of view, the arrangement is very folk in the original.
Yeah.
Once again, without chord changes and whatnot, and I've sort of thrown a lot of chord changes and I don't know, given it some kind of a ska feel. And I mean, one thing that I've tried to keep as a signature through pretty much all of the bartender stuff is brass, and so trumpet and saxophone are pretty much there in almost yeah. all of the arrangements I do, and it makes such a big difference. And live, of course, it adds so much energy.
Yeah. Another song on that EP that is great is just for the fact that Amitabh's actually playing guitar in the scene of the movies from Sharabi from 1984, Intaha Go Ho Gai Intezar Ki. He's actually strumming the guitar in the song in the movie.
Zarki.
We have seven musicians and we have three singers. So that's our lineup, which I mean, we're lucky enough to have a keyboard player who also plays trombone. So he makes it a three-piece brass thing when we need it. But otherwise, we have trumpet, we have sax, and then, as you'd expect, drums, bass, percussion, and guitar. I have a third album, which is, you know, I'm just fine-tuning it. It's basically all recorded, and it's set to go. And I've made one music video for it already, and I'll make another couple of music videos. So, and we play two or three times a month, but the, you know, the only thing is with a big band like that, it's a little, it is a little expensive to play,
right?
You know, to get payments to the musicians. So what we do is obviously you're probably aware of the Indian wedding being a big thing,
and yeah
get booked to play a lot of events that are either corporate or big weddings or engagements and things like that,
or Big B's birthday party.
Right. Yeah. So basically, you know, events where there is a budget that can afford a 10-piece band.
Yeah.
And but you know, we'd like to get now that we're doing a lot of those, we like to throw in a few festival gigs and, you know, club gigs and things.
So you're working on a new album.
Yep. It you'll be expecting it to be released in about 2 months. Because I have to do a few more music videos. It is the title. I'm still deciding on the title. It'll be back in the same zone as the first album in terms of it will be probably called, you know, Classic Bollywood with a Twist or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe Classic Bollywood on the Rocks, or yeah, so it'll come back to the sort of the theme of the whole thing being a bit sort of cocktail loungy.
Yeah.
There's going to be 8 tracks on the album. It's a range of tracks, but most of these tracks are 60s and 70s,
yeah,
and a couple of 80s.
I just think the stuff you're doing is brilliant, Mikey, and you know, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
My pleasure, really. Thank you so much for your appreciation, and I'm really, really happy to hear somebody on the other side of the world enjoying it.
Yeah, well, good luck to you with everything. I hope you have a wonderful day in the studio, and I hope to keep in touch with you also, Mikey.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks so much, Carl. All the best to you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chumma, chumma, baby.